There is hope in combating the effects of the rapidly warming planet, according to the United States Congressman Don Beyer, who serves on the Joint Economic Committee and the House Committee on Natural Resources.
The United States has done more than any other country in the last 7 years to reduce its carbon footprint, and a lot of other nations around the world are working very hard. I think I'm very optimistic about the Paris talks coming up in just a few weeks. Even the big new polluters like China and India are willing to come with plans.
Still, one of the toughest issues has been financing development countries to help them develop sustainable energy sources. George Mason University professor Mona Sarfati suggests a possible solution.
The increase in solar panels, photovoltaic cells, has been tremendous over the last decade and come far faster than anybody thought that it would. It's now less expensive to produce solar energy than it is to produce other types of energy in some places. And so what we need to do is to spread that inexpensively produced solar energy so that there are many more areas that are able to get the energy that they need using either solar or wind, the renewables that are currently available.
At the same time, financing for poorer nations to help them cut greenhouse gas emissions and deal with the fallout of global warming remain one of the biggest obstacles, even though the gap is narrowing. Aliyah Haq of the Natural Resources Defense Council acknowledges there is no quick solution.
The developing nations are the most vulnerable to climate impacts, and they need help from the industrialized world, which was responsible for much of the pollution that is causing the warming today. That's not to say that these countries, developing countries, don't need to start reducing their emissions right now, but we do need to find a way to mobilize enough financing to make sure that they're able to build resilience and be prepared for the climate impacts that are already baked into the system.
Still, chances of reaching a comprehensive deal in France remain uncertain.